Thank you very much, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez taking over tonight. She's got clarinet Christmas music. Huh. We've got country Christmas music. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio, all dressed up on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, a big Sadie Christmas. The American Roots Band is taking on the holidays with a new show at the Hideout coming up this Thursday night, the 21st. It's called Big Sadie Country Christmas. The band was in studio earlier this year to talk about their latest album, Keep Me Waiting. They are Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. One of Chicago's best back in studio, Big Sadie, to get us into the holiday spirit. Good to see everybody. Good to see you guys.
Hey,
I feel
Justin.
Like it's only been about 5 months.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me where this concert comes from, the idea of taking on Christmas favorites.
So Christmas is a small portion of the song selection that we're going to be playing on Thursday. Tonight we'll stick to the holiday tunes, but we play this four-piece. We were in the studio in May when our first album came out. All acoustic music, American roots, bluegrass influence, country is in there as well. But we've had this idea for a little while that we want to try to electrify it a little, just for fun, a one-off show. And so holiday season seemed like a really great time to bring in a little bit more of that classic country and some fun throwback holiday tunes.
Are you guys, because the last time we talked, I remember we were talking a lot about the history of the music and really getting into it. I always think about the history of holiday music when it comes to American roots and country music. And I was just kind of talking to you guys in the break about Johnny Cash and others who put on these big Christmas variety shows. Do you think about those kind of things when you think about putting on a show at the Hideout on a Thursday night, the big country Christmas?
Oh, certainly. This feels like a display of a variety show of sorts. We have three fantastic musicians joining us for the evening. We have Eric Hall on electric guitar. He plays in several rock bands based in Chicago. We have Sam Wagster on pedal steel for the night, and we have Joe Adamick on drums for the evening. So
yeah, Joe,
they are all really connected in Chicago music in very different genres, and we'll be bringing some really amazing energy. The rehearsals that we've had with them, everybody is really excited about the sound that's come out of that. So it does feel like a showcase of a wide variety.
And it's different for you guys
musicians, too,
bringing the electric in, because you guys have performed acoustic over.
Definitely,
over your
career, we're right? An acoustic band.
You know, I wonder. I'm thinking about the Christmas songs. Let me ask: Do you find yourself gravitating to a kind of song that's going to sound in your wheelhouse? Meaning, you know, are you looking for the country-inspired, American roots-inspired Christmas holiday tracks? Or can you guys big Sadie up Jingle Bells? You know, is it the idea that are you looking for a certain type of Christmas or holiday song, or can you do any in this style?
Yeah, We can do any in this style. We're using this as an excuse to play some cover songs that we really like, and some of those happen to be Christmas songs.
Good. I've always thought there needs to be fiddle and Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah, that kind of stuff. You could do it. See? There it is, right on cue. Big Sadie in studio tonight, Studio 435. We're going to hear some music coming up here in just a second. Yeah, How much does the Christmas holiday play into American roots music? I mean, are there a lot of albums and artists that have really doubled down on the idea of Christmas music and holiday music?
Certainly. I think pop country, which is not a big influence on what we play, but classic country, I'd say, is. Pop country has holiday spectaculars that air on national TV every year, and a lot of country stars have put out Christmas-specific albums, but we're kind of taking it to the throwback, like you mentioned, Johnny Cash doing a variety show. Tonight, we're going to play two songs, one that is a very Blue Christmas. It's a traditional holiday song, but another song called Just Because, and both are sort of the Elvis versions that we're doing tonight.
I was thinking Elvis would be someone who'd be the crossover, because he just did so much Christmas stuff, right? Like at a certain point, he just towards the it feels like the middle to the end of his career, it was just Christmas everything. Like that was all he was doing, right?
So we'll try to bring some of that Elvis spirit to the air tonight.
Yeah, I mean, how much as musicians, and we had an a cappella group in here last week, and I asked them the question because they were really they were kind of tinkering with the arrangements of songs in different ways. You can do that with, you know, vocal choirs. And I just, we talked about how these are not the easiest songs, you know, that they're not as blue blood, four chord pop songs that you would think. There's a lot of different instrumentation, arrangement. There's a lot of change. I remember one of the guys said there's a lot of changing in the chord structure or the key changes in different places. They're not as easy as you think a third grade choir singing Jingle Bell Rock can get it.
Right. And the American roots music or country bluegrass, oftentimes it's three or four chords. And so how do you take a complex jazz standard and simplify it into a way that still sounds rich, like those original Bing Crosby versions, but make them rich in their own way? And there is some overlap when we're playing American roots music. There definitely is some jazz influence at some point, or the swingy side of the or swingy and bluesy side of bluegrass. So we played with that idea a little bit in some of these holiday arrangements.
Do you guys, as musicians, especially as Big Sadie, and, you know, obviously sitting down with the banjo and you got the fiddle there, do you like Christmas music? I mean, is it up there on the when you think about the different genres of music? Because that kind of it feels like that kind of music, and I'm not a musician. It gets played out real quick, where I'm like, I'm done with the light. You know what I mean? Like,
I love it. I could listen to it. I do listen to it all year round.
Really?
Oh yeah, like Frank Sinatra singing "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." Like that. How could that ever get old? It's just fantastic music.
That's Matt talking, who also teaches at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Okay,
and if I have this in my mind correctly, you just taught a series of holiday songs to students. You did a couple of workshops that are Christmas specific. Is that
right? It's true. On Saturday, I taught a Christmas Carols for the Banjo workshop, and you'd never believe that 13 people would fork over money to do it, but the room was packed, and they learned how to play We Three Kings and Christmas Time Is Here with all the jazzy chords, and Silent Night with harmony. And tonight in my fiddle class, we learned I Saw Three Ships Go Sailing In.
Wow.
And what was the other one I mentioned?
Well, there you go.
Oh, Tannenbaum, yeah. So
there's a crossover. The fiddle is made for Christmas music.
And the banjo too, wouldn't you say, Andy?
Absolutely.
There we go. Big Sadie in studio. The album Keep Me Waiting, we talked about back in May, and it's still out. I'll listen to it today. It's great. Get some good American roots blasting out the windows in the old house during the day. Big Sadie in studio, in Studio 435. They're going to play some holiday music tonight. They got their Big Sadie Country Christmas show at the Hideout coming up on Thursday, this Thursday the 21st. But they're here tonight, Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some live music in Studio 435 with Big Sadie. Stay with us. Right. It's Studio 435 here tonight on The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio, beautiful Michigan Avenue, which is decked the Michigan Avenue halls. I don't know what it is, but it's decked for the holidays. In Studio 435 tonight, Big Sadie, the American Roots Band, will be playing a Big Sadie Country Christmas at the Hideout coming up on Thursday night. The band was in studio earlier this year, and we talked about their album, Keep Me Waiting. They're Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. They're back in studio tonight, and they are playing Christmas music for the season. So let's get right to it. Here they are, Blue Christmas. Take it away, guys.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me.
start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of wine. I'll have a blue Christmas.
Studio 435 tonight, of course, with Blue Christmas. That'll be a big part of their show, Big Sadie Country Christmas, which is coming up here at the Hideout, coming up on Thursday night, December 21st. They are Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. We're going to get more music from you guys. I think what we'll do is we'll probably take a news break here coming up, and then we'll come back with the music since we're close to the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Rob. Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here at Studio 435. And Big Sadie is here, the American Roots Band, taking on the holidays with a new show at the Hideout coming up Thursday night called Big Sadie Country Christmas. They were here not too long ago. They are Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. We got the banjo. We got the upright bass. We got the fiddle. Acoustic guitar. It's kind of boring. You got to have something, right? All right, so we're going to hear some. We just heard Blue Christmas. Here comes another song, which isn't really necessarily a holiday song, but it does have a reference to Santa Claus. Here's Big Sadie, who will be at the Hideout on Thursday with the song Just Because. Take it away, guys.
One, two. Just because you think you're you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you got something no other girl has got. You make me spend all of my money. Laugh and call me old Santa Claus. Just because you think I'll be blue. Just because you think I'll be foolish. Stay at home and wait for you. You make me lose all of my girlfriends. Laugh and call me old Santa Claus.
Great, Big Sadie in studio tonight, bringing us a little American roots country jamboree, of course. This Thursday, the Big Sadie Country Christmas Variety Show will be at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia, coming up, like I said, Thursday the 21st. Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, vocals on that one. Andy Malloy and Matt Brown, got the banjo and the fiddle down. Great stuff. They're second time through here this year. They were here with the album Keep Me Waiting. And again, that song called Just Because, which was holiday-ish because it got a couple Santa Clauses in there, right? But let's keep the train rolling. What do we want to hear? What do you guys got next? Let's go right into another song.
Great.
What do you got?
We're going to do an instrumental version of Silent Night. Matt Brown will lead us on fiddle on
this
one.
Here we go. Silent Night, Big Sadie, Studio 435.
Thank you.
Nice. There we go. Big Sadie with the instrumental Silent Night. You had both Matt Brown and Andy Malloy rocking the fiddle and the banjo there. Don't know if that's the right word. Big Sadie Country Christmas is going to be at the Hideout. Come on down to the chairs. We'll talk a little bit more. They are Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. They'll be at the Hideout this Thursday, coming up the 21st, for a Big Sadie Country Christmas, which will be a little bit different for you guys in the sense that you will have some electric musicians with you. Mostly you guys do acoustic. You know, watching the Silent Night, Matt, I gotta say, I mean, it reminds me, especially when it comes to the fiddle, that they're obviously, you think about all the fiddle players kind of coming together. I had a friend of mine's dad who was a fiddle player in Missouri, and they would that's what they would do. They get together in the barn and it'd be like 9 or 10 different fiddle players, and they're playing. And I realized that songs like Silent Night, some of the more popular kind of holiday classics, they fit right in. I mean, that you would not necessarily think that Silent Night could be played any other way than on the fiddle when you listen to you play it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fiddle music is just about playing melodies that are communal and shared between people, and it could be, you know, all the same people in a town, or just songs that we all sing a certain time of the year. Mm-hmm. And the violin is one of the closest instruments to the human voice, so anything that you can sing, you could, you know, if you had a cold, you could just play it on the violin instead.
Right. Well, there's something to be said about that. I mean, you guys have always, you know, last time we were in here, impressed me with sort of knowledge of the music and where this music comes from, American roots. But there's something to be said about a lot of the same concepts of shared communal stories or songs being passed down from generation to generation. When we see our society now when it comes to music, those are almost ultimately Christmas songs. I mean, that's where you see it cross over from not just historians, but regular common folk who, like, you know, Jingle Bells, it just get passed down from generation to generation.
Right. In bluegrass music or old-time music or spiritual music, the tradition is very much alive. But in popular culture, I haven't really thought about it that way before. But you're right. Christmas music is the traditional musical language that kind of...
I mean, that and Kanye West songs. But the idea that those are the right, two things get passed down. Right. But no, there is something to it. I mean, what do you think it is? And I put it to you guys as somewhat musicians and historians that is the kind of music that gets passed down to generation to generation more than any other.
Well, it's a celebratory time of year. I know it's a hard time for some people, but the purpose of the season is to celebrate and be joyful. I mean, that's what a lot of the slogans are saying. That's what the message is, to come together. And music is a really great way to do that. So it seems like it's impossible for those songs and the idea of community not to penetrate that mm-hmm. idea of coming together and coming together around song.
Well, I ask you guys, because I don't know the answer. Maybe you don't either. But, you know, when we talk about the traditional songs, like even Silent Night being a good example, a Christmas song that continues to get passed down generation to generation. Where are the origins of those songs? I mean, they come from a certain religion? Do they come from a certain place? Can you route back to the Appalachian, you know, the trail and some of the music that was being played, you know, that you guys are keeping the spirit alive on?
As far as I know, Silent Night's a German hymn, Stille Nacht, from a couple hundred years ago. So it eventually came over to the Appalachian Trail, but I think it started in Germany.
So many of the Christmas songs that are most familiar to me, I think, are from the hymn tradition. Like,
yeah, church,
O Holy
right?
Night,
yeah,
upon right. Emmanuel, joyful, joyful. And I mean, you can talk about the holiday. We have a great Andy on Thursday is going to sing a song that the band did, Christmas Must Be Tonight, which is not one of these traditional tunes, but it touches on some of those mm-hmm. themes that are really present in the traditional Christmas hymns. But then the fun traditions of bringing some of the seasonal celebration that's not quite so religious, or you mentioned rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, right.
Those keep it light and festive. So it's kind of fun to find the right intersection of that kind of faithful, historical Christmas tradition and this fun, festive, colorful version of it.
You know, I think about, you know, when... I earlier was talking about the Johnny Cash kind of experiences at the Grand Ole Opry, and they get all these country musicians, legends on stage to sing Children Go Where I Send Thee or something like where they're just doing it. There seems to be currency in the idea of the big variety shows and how they're attached to the country, to old country, right? This idea that there always was this kind of celebration around it. Is that a little bit of the idea of going with the big Sadie Country Christmas and putting it on stage at the Hideout to kind of reenact that in a small kind of way on the north side of Chicago?
I wouldn't necessarily take total credit for that, but I definitely, I mean, that's not what exactly was in my mind, but that this is an appropriate setting and an appropriate time of year to bring people together and showcase talents and do it in a fun, lighthearted, festive way. And we do have, we're splitting the vocals. Eric Hall will sing lead on one. We have another gal, special guest, who's joining us on harmonies on a couple of the songs. So it will have a little bit of that feel, even though it doesn't have the traditional format of a variety show where several artists will...
Yeah, no big collars, no leisure suits, none of that.
We haven't talked wardrobe yet.
TBD.
TBD. in studio tonight, Big Sadie, their show, Big Sadie Country Christmas, is coming up at the Hideout, coming up on Thursday night. The Hideout, of course, up on the north side on Wabanzia, 1354 Wabanzia. You know, when I think about it, too, we talked about this last time, there is a really tremendous and growing roots scene in Chicago. When you think about sort of alt country or roots, and it does go around places like the Hideout. There are other shops as well that do this kind of stuff. And Old Town, of course, does a lot of work as well. But there does seem to be that this almost becomes the de facto American roots Christmas party. If you will, the Big Sadie Country Christmas becomes a place that you got. Do you guys kind of see it that way? That it's not just a concert. It's not just another show that you're on another stage. That there's something special with playing this music and doing it in a way to celebrate, as we just talked about, celebrate the time, the season, but also the community.
Certainly. And the gal that's singing with us plays in a group called Glass Mountain, which is a little bit more old time if you're talking genres, but still definitely in the American roots realm. The guest musicians that are playing with us are definitely on the rock side of things, but I think have an understanding and appreciation of the roots culture and are very connected to the Hideout and to this sort of extended musical family. So it does feel like bringing it together. And the initial concept was we wanted to experiment with this bigger band electric sound, and we wanted to throw a holiday party, and we wanted to include a charitable component. So we're donating a portion of ticket sales to Marwin Foundation, which is not music related. They do visual arts for middle school and high school students. It's free after school classes. They just celebrated their 30th year. So it felt important to throw a party, have a celebration, celebrate the community, yeah. And also have a great giving component.
You know, for you guys, I keep mentioning that you were here. We performed live in May because it was a release party for the Keep Me Waiting, which is what you guys were promoting at the time. Let's talk about it. I mean, what's next for you guys? When we talk about new music, new stuff that we can expect from Big Sadie in 2018?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, step up to the mic, Colin. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. New music is on the way. In 2018, probably. We'll see when we make it into the studio. You know, you can't rush that kind of thing.
The time has to be right. When doing that, I mean, what is the early, when you start to think about putting new music together, what is the early steps for you? Like, take us through it. Does a demo start or
early
you guys get start working?
For me personally, I'm usually, walking around the house in t-shirt and I'm playing the guitar and I'm bothering Elise. What does it sound like? Sing this, sing something with this. What does this sound like? And so then it goes from there, and it builds, and it has to cross a certain threshold before we show these guys. You know, it has to make its way. There are plenty that live down here in the depths of our home, but then they make it out, and these guys help bring it to life.
When you have more than a t-shirt on.
Yeah, fully clothed.
We have a dress code for band practice.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll expect new music from you guys then in 2018. You heard it here first. I'll take that out, put that, just make it go viral, get it all over the internet.
You'll at least hear a handful of new songs in a live set.
There you go.
We'll start with that.
All right, good. Big Sadie Country Christmas is coming up Thursday night at the Hideout. The American Roots Band is bringing in the holidays with some special guests and a show at the Hideout. The album is called Keep Me Waiting. They are Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get one more song here in Studio 435 from Big Sadie. Stay with us. All right, Studio 435 here on the download, Justin Kaufman. At 11 o'clock coming up here is Patty Vasquez. Studio 435 tonight, the band Big Sadie, American Roots Band, has a big show coming up at the Hideout on Thursday called Big Sadie Country Christmas. They're going to play with some special guests. They're going to bring out some hits, not all holiday music. There'll be some other stuff as well. Big Sadie is Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. Their album Keep Me Waiting is out. Talked about it when they came back here in May. All right, so we had some great stuff tonight. We're going to end Studio 435 with a classic. Here is Big Sadie with Let It Snow. Take it away, guys.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights turn way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
In studio at Let It Snow. They are going to be on stage with the Big Sadie Country Christmas Thursday night at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia. It's their big show to celebrate the holidays here in Chicago with a special guest that'll be coming through. Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown in studio. They are Big Sadie. Again, they're going to be at the Hideout on Thursday night with the Big Sadie Country Christmas. You guys, I can't thank you enough for coming through again, performing, and thank you so much for bringing the holidays to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.